48 hours available for last-ditch collective bargaining. This does not give this bargaining process a fair chance. It does not give the country a fair break. I therefore request the parties to restore the status quo as it existed 2 days ago and to maintain this status quo for 20 days. During this period, the Secretary of Labor and the Chairman of the National Mediation Board will work intensively and continuously with the parties to achieve a settlement of the remaining issues in dispute or to obtain agreement on procedure, assuring their ultimate settlement. I will expect to keep in close touch personally with this situation. I ask the parties advise me by 8 o'clock tonight of their acceptance of this request, which is made in the interest of the nation. If we have to go further to protect the people of this country, we will go forward with full steam. If worse comes to worse, we'll do what is best for the country without fear or without favor. The public interest must come first. Now, they're going to turn it down, and we're going to have to come to the Congress and ask that they pass a resolution requiring arbitration of the remaining issues, something like that. And I wanted to tell you what's happened, and I've tried to be as persuasive as I could, but they've determined to have a strike.
Well, that fellow Luden is an SOB.
Yes, he is. And they couldn't locate him, didn't get him here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. We had to send a plane after him. But this strike thing, let me show you what the Council of Economic. Council of Economic Advisors says the great immediate excitement is going to be in commuter service, New York, Chicago, and Philadelphia. Food shortages will occur almost immediately in New York. Heavy industries ship the rail. Coal mining would close down at once. Most factories have enough inventories to operate only normally for a week. There'll be speculative price increases. The rails carry 44% of the total goods. There's not enough trucks to permit diversion of more than 10% of this. After the first week, our best guesses were that total output of gross national product will be down 13%. That'll be four times the largest decline in any post-war recession. 6 million or more workers, in addition to the 700,000 railroads, will lose their jobs, raising unemployment rate to 15% or more. Prices would rise sharply, and not all the price rises would be wiped out. Even if the strike were settled into 30 days, it'd take another month to restore production, so further serious losses of output and income would occur. Much demand would merely be postponed, could be met by higher production later, although at higher cost, but not all of it would be made up. Our expansion would get a very serious setback, might even be reversed in a long strike. A long summary of our July study for Kennedy is attached. Walter Keller. Sir?
What do you want done?
Well, we're going to have to decide that after they act. You're the first one I've called. I thought I'd call Dirksen and the Speaker and just tell them what happened. This fellow Luna told Victor Rizal that he just had to have a strike. He's going to have it and make us act. And so we're going to have to not be impetuous, but I gave him 8 o'clock. And I think they'll both turn it down, and when they do, I think we'll have to decide then, but my guess is we'll be up there in the morning for a request to require arbitration of the remaining issues.
Okay, now I would suggest, on the basis of what you just said, that you take that to the people by TV and radio.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. President.